Now, as we move into the 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel, we find that this entire 22nd chapter is a psalm. It's a psalm of praise. And we find that this psalm is afterwards inserted among David's psalms. It's Psalm number 18, and there are some variations made when it's re-given in the book of Psalms, but it is essentially the very same psalm. And in this psalm, we have David giving praise to God for his many deliverances. Some think that David wrote this soon after he was delivered from the threat made upon him by Saul, and that he kept this all of his life, and when he had problems, he would get this psalm out and re-sing it to God. Others think that he wrote this toward the end of his life as he looked back upon his many deliverances that he'd had, and how that God had been with him and given him the success, and that it is a kind of a reflection then upon the things that has happened to him most of his life. In the psalm itself, we find that in the first verse is the title of it, and then David, with a very warm devotion and with a very fluent and copious expression, he gives praise to God. He gives glory to God. And then he also takes comfort in God. And then as he goes through this psalm, he relates his experiences that he's had in which he has found God's favor. And then he also relates the expectations that he has of his further favor from God, looking forward to the future in which he expects God to continue to give him the blessings. So in verse 1, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul." This verse begins by saying that David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him out of the hands of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. So this praise to God is David's way of telling God that he is grateful, that he is thankful, that is appreciative of what God has done for him, and that he does recognize that God has done this. It wasn't some accident, some chance, some great prowess on the part of David himself that brought this about, but it's God that has brought these deliverances about. And David recognizes this. And this is a clear example for us that we today are to give God the glory and the honor and the praise when he delivers us. Now, we will be, if we are children of God, we will be delivered many times by the hand of God. This also tells us that here, a man like David, although he was a man after God's own heart, he was not a man after man's own heart. David had many of those that considered him to be their enemy. They treated him like an enemy. They tried to do him the utmost in the way of harm and damage, even to the point of taking his life and making him flee for his life. And this didn't change his relationship to God because men felt this way about him. And so it is today, whenever we are true followers of God, we may find that many men will not feel about us like God feels about us, that they're going to regard us as their enemy. They're going to treat us like an enemy. And although they treat us like an enemy, we do not have to treat them like an enemy. And each time that we have this encounter with those that are opposed to us and with those that are opposed to the things of God, then we're going to have to realize that God is the one we must depend upon for deliverance. And then when we do get the deliverance, we must realize that God is the one who gave us the deliverance. We must know this. We must live this. We must make this a part of our philosophy, that God gives the deliverance. And then let us not hesitate to give God the thanks. Just as surely as we depend upon him for help, we should also just as surely return the thanks unto him when he gives us the help. And that's what David is doing here in this psalm and many of his psalms, in which he talks about his deliverance and he speaks of the greatness and the glory of God in bringing it about. So he spoke this unto the Lord in the day that he delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. So this may very well have been something that David repeatedly spoke over and over as he was given a deliverance time after time and occasion after occasion. Although it could possibly be that this is referring to the fact that as David grew older, and as he looked back upon his life and kind of summed up the things that had happened to him, that here he writes this psalm as a crowning act of thanksgiving to God for his many deliverances. And we must remember that one of the most important things for a child of God to know is that he or she will have enemies. And these enemies are going to be so formidable that it will be almost impossible for us to be able to extricate ourselves from some of these difficulties and continue to be a Christian. So we must depend upon God. God expects us to depend upon him to assist us with these deliverances. And this is a trial of our faith whenever we are confronted with a difficult situation. And we then, rather than going about to solve this in the same way that the world would, we turn this over to God. We meekly depend upon God to assist us in this. We do the things that God wants us to do, but we also depend upon God to do the things that we cannot do. And then God does give us the deliverance. And we then are continually thankful to God for this. In 2 Timothy 4, beginning with verse 16, notice how the Apostle Paul words this. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So here we find the Apostle Paul having the same dependence upon God to give him deliverance that we today must have, and also the same dependence and thanksgiving that is reflected by David in this psalm. We're going to close at that point. We will continue the study of this psalm in the next lesson. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.